Good afternoon. Through the afternoon, we'll see a good amount of cloud cover as post-tropical storm Nestor passes by to our south and east. Most of the moisture associated with Nestor will stay to our south, but a shower or two is not out of the question, especially across the Mid-Hudson Valley, Catskills, and southern Berkshires. Highs today will top out into the middle 50s. High pressure builds back in tonight and Monday, allowing skies to clear. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies on Monday with highs into the lower and middle 60s. Showers will move in on Tuesday as a warm front lifts northward through the area. The most widespread rain will come in Tuesday evening and through the overnight period. Any showers look to end before daybreak on Wednesday, with increasing sunshine during the day. Temperatures look to be at or slightly above normal through the end of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system that entered the northern plains this morning is forecast to strengthen and continue moving eastward towards the upper Midwest by Tuesday morning. As it does so, a potent cold front will move across the plains today and swing through the Tennessee and lower Mississippi valleys on Monday. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will be possible along this cold front, mainly from northeast Texas to far northern Missouri this evening and into early Monday. The Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms across these areas. Hazards associated with these thunderstorms include damaging winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes, as well as flash flooding. Further north, showers and gusty winds will be found across the Midwest and Ohio Valley on Monday as the aforementioned system enters the region. Critical fire weather is in place across the southern high plains and southern California both today and Monday. Gusty winds and low humidity will lead to a higher risk of wildfires and promote conditions for wildfires to spread. Red flag warnings are also in effect. Elsewhere across the country, showers and locally heavy rain will be possible today across the mid-Atlantic as a low-pressure system once Tropical Storm Nestor moves offshore. Meanwhile, several rounds of rain and snow showers will pass through the northwest over the next couple of days. This has prompted winter weather advisories and a few scattered winter storm warnings to be issued for the higher elevations of the northern Rockies. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 101 at Falcon Lake, Texas, to as low as 6 at Chipeta, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain likely, highs into the upper 50s. In Boston, increasing clouds, highs into the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, highs into the lower 60s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 58. The average low temperature is 38. The record high is 80, set back in 1965. The record low is 18, set back in 1972. The sunrise this morning was at 7:14 a.m. The sunset is at 6:05 p.m. That's 10 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 44 seconds less than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower today, highs into the middle 50s. Partly cloudy with some patchy fog late tonight, lows into the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today, highs into the lower 60s, an early shower possible tonight, then partly cloudy, lows into the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower today, highs into the lower 50s, partly cloudy with some patchy fog late tonight, lows into the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance for a shower today, highs into the middle 50s, an early shower possible tonight, then partly cloudy, lows into the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower today, highs into the middle 50s, partly cloudy tonight, lows into the upper 30s. Region-wide for Monday, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 60s. For Tuesday, increasing clouds with showers likely late in the day, highs into the upper 50s. For Wednesday, decreasing clouds, highs into the upper 50s. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs into the lower 60s. For Friday, chance for some late showers, highs into the lower 60s. And for Saturday, partly sunny, the chance for some early showers, highs into the middle 50s. Enjoy your Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.